You left off discussing the Gemara that tells us that not only do we assume as far as the Baal, that mitzvah bo yoseh b'shlucho, but even as far as the Isha as well, mitzvah bo yoseh mi b'shlucho. We pointed out the various possibilities, but why should we assume that this is true when it comes to either the mitzvah's kedushin or when it comes to the chiyuvah for Urbu? One possibility was the Chiddush of the Ran, and that is Misayat Mubala, even though technically she exempt from Puruvu. And we discussed at length why in fact it is that the Ran is dealing with Puruvu, if indeed the Ran acknowledges that there is a mitzvah of Kedushin. The second possibility was the Marshal, the Maral, the Marshal and Yamshel Shlomo, that writes that, isn't there a concept of Edom Mitzvah? Even if it is indeed the case that women are exempt from Puruvu, but just as women can fulfill Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar and the like, the same thing would be true when it comes to this kiyum as well. And even b'torah sinim mitzviyosa, one could envision that mitzvah ba yoser mibishlucha, if that is an indicator of chavivos mitzvah. So therefore, certainly, that can apply even if technically speaking one in fact is exempt. We mentioned if you look at the Me'iri in the sugya, the Lashon HaMe'iri is the following, that even though she'afalpi she'ein ba esei gamur, even though there is no esei gamur as far as isha is concerned, Eina nifkas mi mitzvah lagamrei, she is not completely excluded or uprooted from the mitzvah, and therefore we can understand that mitzvah ba yosu mishlucha. Exactly what does the Me'iri mean in that phrase that Eina nifkas mi mitzvah lagamrei? Maybe one possibility is in line with the Quran, and that is she is not excluded, but she certainly is a necessary tool, a vehicle in order to fulfill the mitzvah sabal. Or perhaps exactly as the Marshal says, the halacha of Eina Mitzviyosa. The fact that there's a kiyum of Eina Mitzviyosa shows us that even when it comes to these mitzvot, it is not an exclusion. Sometimes, as we began to discuss, one can have a mitzvah that requires a requisite kedusha, and if a person does not have that kedusha, so therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply at all. Lechora, one would not assume that there's a concept of Eina Mitzviyosa to a Yisrael to mimic mitzvah's kuhuna, and therefore a person should take upon himself mitzvah's kuhuna v'torah's Eina Mitzviyosa. If you lack the kedusha's coin, that doesn't apply. Lechora, the halach of Zman Gram is very different. The starting point is if certainly women have a kedushas Yisrael, and I would have argued that women are certainly bechlam ha-mitzvot, even to the inclusion of a mitzvah say shazman gram as an example. But there's a p'tur, there's a gzeres akasov based on the mitzvah of tefillin, that despite the fact that there is a kedushas Yisrael, nonetheless women are exempt. It's not a hafgah, but rather it's a p'tur. If it is considered to be a tour, then one can envision that there's a concept of Eino Mitzvah Ve'Osa. In fact, we discussed several times in the case, the Tosus Nerechin and Abbeis, the comment that Briskarov has. Whenever you have an example of a Mitzvah Shazman Gram, that women are in fact obligated, for example, based on the concept of Afein Ho'Voso Anais, is that a new Mechayiv, step three? Or does that simply mean that no, here we don't apply the tour of Zman Gram, and we're back to square one? Step one is that women should be b'chol ha-mitzvah. Step two is there's a p'tur. In all those exceptional cases where we say, despite the fact that it's a zman grama, nonetheless women are obligated, is that a new mechayiv? Or does that mean that no, we're back to our starting point? Am I nafkamina? Can women, for example, be motzi men in cases of afayin ha-yoboso hanei? If it's a new mechayiv, step three, perhaps one could argue step three differs from step one. If it just means don't apply the p'tur of zman grama, you're back to your starting point, and therefore they are b'chlal ha-mitzvah, just as a man is obligated in the particular mitzvah. The whole concept of Eina Mitzviyosa dictates that it is not a hafgah, but rather it is a tour, and even if one is exempt from the mitzvah, there is a concept of Eina Mitzvah Vose. It's not the theme for us right now, but perhaps one could envision on a certain level there should be a difference between an Isha and an Evet Kanani. An Isha, right, is a p'tur from certain mitzvot. Maybe one could argue that an Eved Kanani who lacks a full Kedushas Yisrael is exempt from a particular mitzvah. And therefore, perhaps certain details of Zman Grama that apply to an Isha doesn't necessarily apply to an Eved. One could envision, for example, that when it comes to an Isha there's Eina Mitzviyosa, maybe not when it comes to an Eved. After all, if it's a hafgah means that you lack the very essential kedusha. If this is true, so perhaps that's what the Me'iri means, that Eina Nifgas Mitzvah Lagamrei means it is not a hafgah. After all, when the Gemara speaks about Puruvu, that's the Gnevav Nafsav Chema Beis. Why is it the women are exempt? Because the Pasuk says, V'chim Shuha. V'chim Shuha, the Gemara explains, that is something that is darko shohish, and if we apply what is true of Puravu based on that extension of Chinshuha, ish lo isha, that's the chiddush of the shita of the Chachamim. Is that a hafka? Or is that just simply considered to be a ptur? If it is simply a ptur, one can envision a concept of inam atzriyosa. Because very well be, when the Meiri writes that inam nifkas mitzvah lagamrei, the Meiri simply means, as the Marshal writes, that inam atzuva va'osa. If you look in the Karban Asano, in Os Aleph in the Rosh, the Karban Asano suggests something which is different. And in fact, if you look at the one who wrote the notes in the Meiri, the Magia, not Mucha, I don't think, but he writes, he thinks this is Shat, in the Meiri. The Meiri writes, and if Gas Lagamre, that could mean, right, the Ran, that could mean the Marshal, perhaps it means in light of what you find explicitly, however, in Tosus, that when it comes to the obligation of Puravu, there are different elements. There is Puravu, and then there is a mitzvah of Sheves, of Sohu Bara, the Sheves Yitzarim. Even though women, in fact, are exempt from Puravu, and again, that's based on Zeres HaKasu, is it so obvious that this should apply to the mitzvah of Sheves? Maybe one could argue that women are exempt from Puravu, but they are obligated in the mitzvah of Sheves. No, if that is true, so therefore, bottom line, they certainly are obligated to have children. It's a different machayim. And perhaps, as we'll see, there could be differences, mahalakha, between Puravu as opposed to Sheves. But then you can understand very well why you can apply a principle of mitzvah ba yosef yishlokav, because Eino Chinami, she is exempt from Puravu, but not from that corollary, the mitzvah midivrei kabbalah of Sheves. Where do you find in the Rishonim that women indeed are obligated in the mitzvah of Sheves, despite the fact that they're exempt from Puravu? So this is a shita that you find in Tosus. The Tosus is found in Chagigah Daf Beis and Beis. The Tosus in Gittin and Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, and the Tosus in Bava Basra and Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Tosus writes in those three places that the possibility that women, and even an Eved Kanani who is Dino Ki'isha, nonetheless is obligated to the mitzvah of Sheves. If that's true, you understand very well that mitzvah ba Yosef Mibishlacha. On what basis does Tosus assume that this is true? That Nashim or even Eved Kanani is obligated in Sheves, Nechates? Where do you see that that should be the case? And then the broader question, right? To what extent is there a link between these two mitzvahs? Or are there fundamental differences between them? So one of the main sugyas, as I mentioned, is in Gittin Adaf, Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph, and there you have the following case in the Mishnah, that Misha Katsi Eved Katsi Ben Horim. You have a person who's Eved Kanani, he's owned by two different masters. One is Meshachar him, the other one is not. So now a difficulty, you know, he is part Eved, part Ben Chorin. So what do you do? So Beisilah just simply says the following, if that's true, so Oved is Rabo Yom Echad, Mesatza Yom Echad. So you'll alternate days. In terms of the Shibur of Avdus, one day yes, the next day no. So Beis Shammai responds and says the following, that Takantim is Rabo. As far as Avdus is concerned, the Shibur of Avdus, good, you have resolved that difficulty. But being a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, right, certainly is much more meaningful than simply the work time. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, Ve'es Atzma lo takantem. You didn't rectify his inherent problem. What exactly is the difficulty? Who does this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin marry? No? After all, at least a Shivcha, he cannot marry a Shivcha because part of him is a Ben Chorin. He cannot marry a Bas Yisrael because part of him is an Eved, and a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry an Eved. Yibotel, so maybe tell him, do not get married. How can you recommend that? No? Hallo lo nivra ha'olam el-lepiria v'rivia, the Mishnah tells us in such a dramatic way. That's why the world was created, for the purpose of Purvu. Shenemar, and here the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel Memhei. Lo sohu v'ra l'sheves yitzar. Doesn't quote the Pasuk of Purvu? Lo sohu v'ra l'sheves yitzar. So therefore the status quo is unacceptable. Lo nivra ha'olam el-lashem peria v'rivia. So therefore, no choice. Kofinis rabba l'safra. So therefore, we insist that this individual must be freed, and we insist that the adam freezes Eved. That's a very great chiddush. After all, you know the Gemara tells us, no, in brachos nafan zayin, in gittin daf lamed ches, call him a shachar avdo over b'sei. It is the darais to be a shachar d'eved. No, but here this is what we insist on. Confidence rabba the shachar. That itself is the pella. No, we'll see four different possibilities for Rishonim. On what basis is that true? How can you be kofir the adam to violate what it looks like? And it's the daraisa of la olam bohem ta'avam. Good. So Tosfos and Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph, the Masechta Lisa Shifcha, is bothered by a very obvious kasha, but it sounds very, very basic. But no, the Mishnah says that, look, this chatzia ben chatzia ben chorin is in a dire situation because there's no one he can marry. Lisa Shifcha, Iyasha, he can't marry a Shifcha, that's the Mishnah begin. And he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. Doesn't it sound like that if he could marry a Shifcha, or if he could marry a Bas Yisrael, that's it, the problem is solved. Why is that? Let's assume he could marry a Shifcha. Let's assume the halacha would dictate that a Chatzia ben Chatzia ben Chorin could marry a Shifcha. Does that help us? Let's assume you come up with a fancy lumdus, for example, Tosas, as Esed of Pelosa say, that would allow the Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chorin to marry a Shifcha. So how does that help? So the Chatzi Ever Chatzi Ben Chorin marries a Shifcha, and they have children. And what are these children? No, these children are little Avonim Kananim. No? That helps you. That's the mitzvah of what? Puravu? That's the mitzvah of Sheves. To have children that are Avonim Kananim. What's the difficulty? There's no yichus, but a father is a Jew and his child is an Eved Kanani. How does that work? The answer is, in the Vlad, the child is Misyaches Lachar Ha'em. No, in which case, you fulfill the mitzvah approval? Of course not. A person will go ahead and marry a guy. Terrible, no? He'll have children. You're Mekayim Puravu. How are you Mekayim Puravu? Al Kedin, there's no yichus. You're Jewish and the child is not. So forget about the issue of whether mutter, whether aser. Of course it's not an option of fulfilling this mitzvah al yedei lisa shifra. The Mishnah should just tell us that, you know what the problem is? Is that chatzia ben chatzia ben chorin cannot marry a bas Yisrael. Marrying a shifra should be out of the question, no? That's Tosfos' discussion. But you see from Mishnah, apparently, if he could marry a shifra, we'd be okay. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Vim tomer, afil ocho yisra shifcha. You're still not makayim puravu. The gemara nivam was nafsam of beis. And evet ain't no chayis. There's no yuchsin. So how does that help? So Tosfos writes, the fascinating finish, v'yishlomar, ti'im ha-yokal makayim sheves kolduhu. Even if all he could fulfill would be sheves, he could minimally fulfill sheves, that will be enough for us. Mishum mitzvahs puravu lichudei lo havi kafinan l'rabba. If he were to have children, this children would be avanim k'nanim, you're right, he doesn't fulfill puravu. But that would be a kiyum of sheves. And as long as he would fulfill sheves, we would be satisfied. What do you mean? He's still not fulfilling puravu? You see two incredible kedushim according to Tosfos. Number one is that there's a kiyum of sheves even in such a case where the vlad is an eved kanani and ein mitsyaches afra, but nonetheless there's a kiyum of sheves. Kiddush number two is that but you didn't fulfill puravu. No, the kfiya wouldn't be because of puravu. We're not going to insist on puravu. As long as there would be sheves, that would be sufficient. Why is that? No, why are we not going to insist on puravu? No, there's a mitzvah daraisa puravu, and that mitzvah is not being fulfilled. So why don't we insist on kfiya to fulfill puravu? So granted, the great chiddush tells us there's a kiyum of sheves, but if you're not makayim puravu, so why not assume kofinus rav l'shafro? See, your Tosfos raises a further difficulty. What do you mean? We're going to force him to fulfill puravu? Lo makayim ba. He's not obligated to puravu. Why not? Because cave on the anus. He's an anus. What do you want him to do? If the Torah says he can't marry, so on is Rechon HaPatre. What in the world does Tosfos mean, no? If he can't marry, he can't marry. So what do you mean, Kofinus Rav L'Shacharu? So I'll ask you, so why does the Mishnah say Kofinus Rav L'Shacharu, no? Onasrafunapatre. What's the answer? For Shevis. The Ptur Onas helps us for Puruvu, but it doesn't help when it comes to Shevis. That's what Tosus is saying. But Tosus breaks down into two halachas. There's Puruvu, there's Shevis. And if you will fulfill Shevis, we are satisfied. So Kiddush number one is that you're going to fulfill Shevis even if Ein Zal Mityachar Safran. Unbelievable, no? But what about Puruvu? Don't worry about Puruvu because you're an Onas. Right? And we don't assume Kofes Rav Shachro because it's Makam Onas, Onas Rav Manapatre. And why doesn't that story exist when it comes to Puruvu? Why not just simply say that just as Puruvu, so to Shevis, Chatsiyah V'chatsiyah V'nchonen in Mokuyaba, Onas Rav Manapatre. It's an onus in one and an onus in another. So you see two great kiddushim according to Tosus, that apparently there is a marked difference between Puruvu and Shevet. Nafkamini number one, whether Zar Mishyach Yisafav, Nafkamini number two, whether there's a tour of Onus Rachman Apatre. Onus Rachman Apatre is only relevant when it comes to Puruvu, but it doesn't help us when it comes to Shevet. Why? Why in the world should that be? So this is what Rav Yosef Engel discusses in Esven Darais and Klal Yud Gimel. This is a klal that deals with Onus. What exactly is the halacha of Onus? Onus Rachman Apatri. But everybody agrees, if it's a case of Onus, there's no culpability. Right? You're not going to be chayiv a korban, but makam Onus. That certainly is true. Even in cases where Shogeg has a chiyuv, Onus will not. Onus Rachman Apatri. But what exactly does that mean, Onus Rachman Apatri? To what extent is it simply a ptur? To what extent is it more than that? It's a hafka in the sense of there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv at all. The lashon that Tosfos here uses is lo mechayiv, kevan d'onus. Lo mechayiv. It's a hafka. There's no chiyuv. A person, let's say, violates an avera ba'onis. Is that a ma'is avera? Of course you put him in a korban. Or should I argue that onis is ma'amish ha'afkos ha'maisa? There's no attribution. There's no link between me and that act. No? There's absolute onis rachman apatri. Interesting finish. I'll tell you just an example of something Rabbi Kivager. It's found in the Rabbi Kivager, the very beginning of Ein L'Naros. Let's say the principle of Kimnei Rabbin. A person who violates an aver, let's say the mezid, potim natashlumin. And what if the aver wasn't the mezid? It was only b'shogeg, so that's what we call Tanel Bechizkiya. Chai b'misos, shogegim, potim natashlumin. What if the aver was ba'onis gom? Onis. Is that enough to apply Kimnei Rabbin? Shogeg, yes, what about onis? It's a subject Rabbi Kivager has. Onus Rachman Apatre. But is it sufficient to argue that one who is Mechalo Shabbos Ba'onus, if Ayyidei Zeh, let's assume, there's some Chiyuv Tashlumin, he's Potter, not Tashlumin. Just as Chami Misa Shogeg Tumin Tashlumin. One would argue, no, Shogeg is a Maisa Veira. Even though right, there is no Onish of Skeeler Kareis. So then, there's a Tzura. Mashenki, when it comes to that which is ba'onis, to what extent is onis considered to be a ma'isa ve'era? If you look, for example, in our Chaim in Simin Kuches, a fascinating machlokas between the Taz and the Drisha. This is found in the Taz, Sifkat and Aleph. Let's say, as a result of an onis, a person did not daven. Simin Kuches is a simin of Tashlumin. Is he obligated in Tashlumin or is he not? The Drisha writes that one who is Anus, there's no need for Tashlumin. He's Potter min Hadavar, Ein Mechuyeva. The point is, Ein Mechuyeva, there's no halach of Tashlumin. Let's assume a person of Manolatan is an One. Good? Misha Mesa Mutlafarav. He's Potter min Hatfila. So let's assume he was Potter, and now in the afternoon there's Kura. No, is he obligated to daven tashlumin for shachris? No. He was ein mechuyev b'daven. There's no tashlumin if ein mechuyev b'daven. The Drisha, for example, writes that what is true of onein is also true of osek b'mitzvah. Mark that down. Right, that's a separate shir. Right, that osek b'mitzvah is a hafka. What's the whole pasuk of osik mitzvah pater mitzvah telling me? You can't do two things at once. And if I didn't have the gzeiras hakosu, I'd be obligated to do things at once. That's also right. If you can do both, you have to do both. So the whole gzeiras hakosu of osik mitzvah pater mitzvah is only when you cannot do both. Right? And if you didn't learn that Gemara, what would you have thought? What would you have done? If you can't do both, you're mechuyev to do both. That's what Drisha points out. No, it's a hafkah. It means you're only obligated in mitzvah your osik, but there's no chiyuv in the second mitzvah. There's no need for tashlumin, for example, in that case. So the Drisha writes his chedushin, what is true of onen, is true of osik, the mitzvah, is true of ones as well. And the Taz disagrees. The Taz says, if a person was onus and he couldn't daven, of course he has to daven tashlumin. And onen lacks a chiyuv tefillah, onus rachman apatre, of course he is considered to be mechuyev b'daven. That's an interesting issue. To what extent do we assume that is true? So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes that, you know what? You have to distinguish between different types of mitzvahs. He doesn't use this terminology, but based on the terminology we've already touched on, that will be very relevant when it comes to shlichus, that marach barzura kuf chavches, right? Sometimes both when it comes to isurim as well as when it comes to mitzvot asei. One has to distinguish between an isur maisa as opposed to an isur chalos. A mitzvah where there is a clear maisa mitzvah, or where there is totsa, a chalos, a poyotze. Very simply. Sometimes the Torah emphasizes the act, sometimes the Torah emphasizes the result. The result. Yosef Engel doesn't deal in these terms. He deals in terms of mitzvos ben adam l'makom, mitzvos ben adam l'chaveiro. But this is what it boils down to. I prefer the hagdara of ma'aseh versus chalos. In other words, because whenever you deal with the mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, the chora there, chalos, in the sense of tosah, chol yotzeh, no. Isn't the purpose of bikur cholim to be in the back of the cholim? Isn't the purpose of kfuras ameis to see to it that the mace is nikvar? Shibudim and amla chavero are goal-oriented shibudim. When it comes to shibudim and amlakam, tefillin, sukkah, no, the Torah tells you there is an act. Shiva Basukha, an act of Hanachas Tefillin. Maybe there could be an element of Chalos. Additionally, a Karkaftun Bomanah Tefillin, as we discussed, good. But certainly, the Ikar HaMitzvah is the Asiya, the Netila, the Hanacha, the Yeshiva. But that's a very important distinction. In Isser Maisis or Chalos, as you know, the Marachers are right. That's the secret to Shlichus. You can only envision shlichus when you can argue that the Torah is concerned with the result, and then you have the possibility of arguing that that result can be performed. If it's clear that what the Torah wants is you, right? So you're going to sit in sukkah instead of me. You're going to be notzul lulav esrog instead of me. You're going to put on tefillin instead of me. So of course shlichus is not going to work, right? Where the definition of hadara hamitzvah is the asiyah, the maisa hamitzvah, as opposed to that which is in terms of chalos. What about when it comes to ones? So take a look at this piece from Yosef Engel. He quotes very beautiful rayas to assume the following. If you're dealing with something which is ikro bitotza, the Torah wants a certain result, or the Torah wants to avoid a certain result, then you cannot argue that ones rachon apatre means a hafka. The Torah wants the result to occur. Onus rachman apatre, but you know what? The result did not occur. The most you could say is, don't blame me. It wasn't my fault. There's little I could do. That's fine. But the Torah's intent, the Torah's desire was not met. If you're dealing with something where, that's from the Reis, it's a Shibud ben Adam l'chaveiro, let's say Mr. Maisa, there Onas Rachman HaPatre perhaps can mean more. It's a Havka. The Torah never obligated me to do so. The Torah never obligated me to put on tefillin under these conditions. If a person is an onein, no, the Torah never obligated me to daven. That's the distinction of Yosef Engel works with. It all depends on the nature of the mitzvah. And again, his terminology is ben lemakom and lechavera. If it's from the chavera, it's the tolcha, the kol yotze. So onus is an excuse. If it's ben adam lemakom, much more than that, no? An excuse? Under these conditions, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't envision that you would be doing two things at once. Or that if it's a situation of duress, you're unexpected to eat matzah. That's his chiddush. There are many differences between Yisr Chalos and Yisr Maisa. Right? I mean, we'll talk about shlichus. We'll have to go through a detailed list of all the differences. But they're fascinating applications. One thing I'll mention briefly, the Gemara Mitzvah Daf Zadi. When is there a concept of Amir L'Nachman? When is Amir L'Nachman yet? Where in Shas do you find Amir L'Nachman? So I'll tell you three places: Shabbos, and this Rav Chasima, that's the Rav Metzian Daf Tzadi, L'Sasim Shom Disho, and this Rav Sirius, that's also Rav Metzian Daf Tzadi. Bartzachem L'Sasim, right? You can't be Misari, it's the Behema. No, they weren't Shabbos Daf Kufiyot. You know what I'll tell you all those things have in common? Right, when it comes to Shabbos, Chasim, or Sirius, I'll tell you there's an element of Chalos. An element of Chalos. The Torah wants to avoid a certain result. No? Why is it that the Torah says, Osafsim Shomadisho? Don't muzzle an animal while the animal is working for you. Doesn't it have something to do with the fact that it's not proper? Right, for an animal to be working and not be free to graze. So would it really make a difference as to whether you harness the animal or I'll solve the problem, I'll do it al yedei nachri. That solves the whole issue. Al yedei nachri. You know the rabbis, right? That's the source of Tzar Balei Chaim, this Rav Chasima. But the Tzar Balei Chaim is diminished whether the Yisro of Akum does so. Very mistaken, there should be Yisro of Amir L'Nachri in that case. Sirus, Bartzachem L'Sasu. Don't maim the animal. Don't make it that the animal cannot reproduce. Doesn't that have something to do with the fact? Well, of course it does, no? That's exactly what the Gemara writes, that Al Yedei Nachri, that's critical. What about Shabbos? Yes, this requires maybe a separate shiur, but the following Kiddush. That Midaraisa, Shabbos, of course, is an Isra Maisa. L'Sasachem L'Nachri. You know what the Chiddush is? That means Rabbanan is a concept of Chalos. What does that mean? Shlo yehen en imelech Shabbos. It's a concept of Chalos. That's the concept of Mirman Ofri. If the Torah says you shouldn't do, then doing Sayyidin Ofri is very meaningful. If the Torah says this should not be done, so you know what? That even if it's not Ayyidin Ofri, that does not mean that it's considered to be that which is Hetzer Gomel. So take a look at that piece that Yosef Engel has. Esmer Daraisa Klal Yud Gimel. How does that help us? It's a beautiful lumdus, but how does that help us? Yosef Engel writes, this is a fundamental difference in lumdus between Pru Revu as opposed to Shem. That's a switch. What? Sheves Yitzara. What does that mean? Totsa. Chalos. Koyotze. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, right, this world is to be inhabited. Lo sohu bara l'sheves Yitzara. I didn't create this world that it should remain empty. That's the Chiddush of Sheves. Chalos. Totsa. Koyotze. That is not necessarily true, he suggests, the Chiddush of Purim. What Totsa, what Sheves emphasizes is the effect. Purim, perhaps, right, there is a Maisamitz. But the element of Chalos, that is evident in Sheves. You have to take a look. That's what Yosef Engel suggests. And on this basis, he writes the following Chiddush. No. Ones. Onus could help Tosfos as far as Purvu is concerned. But even if Onus Rachmana Patre, the bottom line of a Sheves Mitzara will not be accommodated. So as far as elements, so to speak, your culpability ben Ogam Lamakom, that you did not engage in period of Rivia, you're off the hook. The Torah didn't allow you to marry anyone. You're a Chatzi of a Chatzi ben Chorin. But in terms of La Sheves Yitzara, that end was not met. And therefore, you cannot argue that Onus is an absolute exclusion, a Havgah. And therefore, of course, you're an Onus in Peruvu, you're an Onus in Sheves, but nonetheless, the Chiddush of Sheves is that that demands Kofis Rab L'Shachra. Because Onus Rachmana Patri is insufficient. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yosef Ben Gaon. But you see so far, according to Tosfos, a couple of very important Chiddushim. That number one, when it comes to Sheves, even if there is no Yichis, right, when it comes to the case of Sheves, the difference in terms of the role of Onus. And then Tosfos says a further difference. This is now in Gittin and Daf Mem Aleph in the days. Ramas Lo Sohra Sheves Yitzara. Tosfos is bothered now by the following. Why does the Gemara quote the pasuk of Lo Sohra Sheves Yitzara? What's wrong with the pasuk of Purim? Tosfos' discussion. Lo nivra ha'ol ela shem piri yivrevia shenemar. Shenemar puruvu, no? Shenemar lo sovra shevet yitzara, why? So one possibility you just saw in Tosfos, no? Right, and that is that the kfiya is a function of shevet. In shevet we don't assume onus rechon apatre, end of story. So very good, that's exactly why the Mishnah quotes the pasuk of shevet. If we just be for Ravu, in a patre. No? So very good, the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk of Shemit. What other possibilities? Let's get back to a more fundamental question. No? It's an Issa Daraisa, the Meshachar de Zebed, no? Lola Ben Tavodu. What's the Hetter? What's the Hetter? Unclear. What's the heter? So you know what? There's several possibilities in the Rishon. Four possibilities in the Rishon. One possibility is a pretty great Kiddush that the Rashba writes in Shabbos in Daf Dalet. But take a look at the Kiddush of Rashba. Let's see exactly what the Rashba means. The Rashba writes, there is no Isser of Lo Ben Tavodah when it comes to a Chatziah or Chatziah Ben Chorin. There's no such Isser. There is no Isser. If a person is an absolute Eved, there's an absolute Shibud, then the Torah says he can't break that. This person doesn't have an absolute Shibud. He's already a Chatzi Ben Chorin. There's no Isser to Meshachar HaChatziah. Wow. That's what the Rashba writes. There's no Isser. That's a very great Kiddush, no? So what does the Mishnah have to say? Oh, Sovra Sheves Yitzara for? Doesn't it sound like you're being mati or something? Right? I ask you what's the heter. The Mishnah answers. This is why the world was created. So the Rashi, no, that's not true. It's heter gomor. But we're not giving the adon a choice. We're insisting that the adon does so. What are you forcing the adon? That's what the Mishnah is explaining. We're forcing the adon because of nivra olam. So nivra olam is not being mati or nisr. There is no nisr. But on what basis do you force the Adal, the Shachar is Avdal? So you have to justify that. So the Koach HaKfir is a result of Lo Sovra Sheves Yitzara. That's one possibility. Possibility number two is the Ran in Gitna Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, where the Ran writes a fascinating Kiddush. We discussed this in the past as well. Rabbi Eliezer, no? Bala Beis Hakneses, Mamatza Beyasara, Shichra Abdul Hashnimu Lasara. Rabbi Eliezer freed his Eved to have a minion. The Gemara says, how can he do that? No? call him a shafra avdor v'asei. That's it. He's not called a ches. What was the answer? Mitzvah shani. Mitzvah shani. What does that mean, mitzvah shani? The mitzvah is doche de iser. Is that what it means? The mitzvah is doche de iser. If that's the case, that the mitzvah is doche de iser, you have an unbelievable model that a mitzvah de rabbanon can be doche iser de iser. Because what's the mitzvah? Tefillah b'tzibur. And the Easter is Nisr Darayis of Lomem and Tavodu. If that's how you understand the Gemara, that the mitzvah is matir, it's unbelievable. A mitzvah Rabbanon at times can override a Nisr Darayis. This is the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. Right? This is what Tosfos writes in Brachos and the Mem Zayin and Beis, that sometimes a mitzvah Rabbanon will take precedence over a Nisr Darayis. As you see in Rabbi Eliezer, Shikhar Abdul Hashlim Allah Sar. Later Shiram will discuss the Chiddush of that Tosfos, but the Psak Halacha of Halachos Gedolos was based on the assumption that a mitzvah Rabbanan cannot be doch in Isidar Aisa. That's what Tosfos is discussing. And Brachos Nafen Zayin, and Moikar Daf Yedalo Bey. And Tosfos says it's not true. You see from this case, Rabbi Eliezer, unbelievable, that the Din D'oraisa can be suspended to accommodate at times the mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Tosfos himself came up. Nun Tzav Samanala. We have two principles that seem to be in opposition, no? One is mitzvah b'avei avera, and the other is esei d'ochel osaseh. No? Mitzvah b'avei avera usually tells you, like, what do you mean in the course of doing a mitzvah you cannot violate an avera? Isn't that exactly what esei d'ochel osaseh is? That the mitzvah say is d'ochel osaseh. When do you apply mitzvah b'avei avera? When do you apply esei d'ochel osaseh? So the answer to this fascinating kasha is one word, and that one word is Be'idna. Now that you know, now the one based on Chesed Mudeh. The answer is one word, Be'idna. If at the moment that you are fulfilling the mitzvah, you're violating the law, then you can apply the principle of Esed Ophel also, say, Kalayim and Tzitzis. Or Ktsitzas Baheres, you have an Egetzeras, a Mokomila. If you're going to violate the Navera now to accommodate a mitzvah later, that's mitzvah Babi Avera. So you're going to steal the lulav, right? In order to fulfill the mitzvah, we'll call that mitzvah b'aver. You're going to violate shatnez while fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. That's called esed ochel osaseh. That's what the Gemara always assumes. One word, the idna, is the secret to that issue. So Tosfos is very bothered. Suffered up from testament aleph. Don't you sometimes find the chiyas yisurim where it's not the idna, where it's not the idna? The Gorm Suffering Up in the Test is fascinating. No, there it discusses the following. A guy shows up on Erev Pesach to offer his Korban Pesach. No problem. But you know what the difficulty is? The person is Mechusar Kiburi. In order to partake of the Korban Pesach, he has to bring his other Korban. So let him offer the other Korban. You know what the problem is? It's late. We already offered the Korban Tamid Shoben Arbayim. Oh, you can offer the carbon Pesach, Lachar carbon tummy, that's the conception of Pesach. Good. But other carbonos cannot be offered after the carbon tummy Shabbat Arbayim. The heat der lachel v'hashlomim. What is that called? The essay v'hashlomim. Carbonos are sandwiched in between the tummy Shoshach and the tummy Shabbat Arbayim. So now the Kohen is faced with a difficulty. Now, if he will offer the carbon, he violates the Siddha Shlama, but if he doesn't offer the carbon, the person remains betumi, he cannot partake of the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says a very great Kiddush. Do it, do it. Let the Kohen offer his carbon, violating the Siddha Shlama. in order to accommodate the Korban Pesach. What right do you have to do that? How? Who? Where? Why can you do that? It's not the Idna. You know what the answer to also starts Pesach and Afnan to ask? Normally you require the Idna, but if you can demonstrate that the mitzvah is so overwhelming, so overpowering, we will allow the mitzvah to be docha in Isser even if it's not the Idna. That Tosis is Kiddush. It's talking about Nun Tesam and Avos. Even though normally speaking, Yesed Ochel Osa say is only Bidden, in other words, I would say, what do you mean, Mitzvah Bavi Avera? But if you can show on the scale of things that this mitzvah is unbelievable, this is a mitzvah rabba, then we'll allow for Dechiyat Yisurim even though it is not Bidden. That's the point of Kiddush. And you know what? Tosa says that pshat in our Mishnah, that pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. You look at the Gemara of Tafem Zanabeis. Rabbi Eliezer, Bala Meis, in Knessens. Mamatta Basara, Shikhra Pashtim Al Asara. Good, be there. The Gemara says, how can you do so? La Olam Ben Tavodu, Nisa Daraisa, Kol Mashach, Rabbi Obese, good. The Gemara answers, Mitzvah Shani. What's the next kasha of the Gemara? Mitzvah Shani, Mitzvah Babi Avera. What's the Gemara's answer? Mitzvah de Rabbim. No? What's the Shach of Atariya? That's how Tosus himself in Afnan Tesam understands the Gemara. Unbelievable, no? You can't say as did a Pelosa say. Now there's no Dechiyas Yisurim. It's not Bidna. This is called Mitzvah Babi Avera. You know what the answer is? If it's a Mitzvah Rabba or a Mitzvah de Rabbim, you don't need the Idna. That's exactly what the Gemara answered. You know what that day in Tosis assumes? That's the drama of our mission. No, that's what Tosis assumes. There's an Isra Bolem Ben Tavod. You want to know, can I allow the mitzvah of Puravu to be Doche Bolem Ben Tavodu? The answer should be no. You can't invoke the Chiyas Yisurim. This is not the Idna. You're going to free the Eved now in order that eventually the Eved should fulfill Puravu. That doesn't work. It doesn't work unless what? Unless you can demonstrate that somehow this is a fantastic mitzvah. There's something unusual about this mitzvah. This is a mitzvah rabba. No? Tosis writes, that's the drama of our Mishnah. No? Halolo nivra ha'olam el l'shem piriya v'rivya. This is why the world was created. Why does Mishnah have to tell you this? No? No, this is essential. Because unless you can demonstrate that this is a mitzvah rabba, there's no possibility of dechiyat yisurim. And how do you know that this is mamash a mitzvah rabba? That shenemar lo sohu go l'shevet yitzara. That you see the pasuk b'chenzo. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that's why I created the world. You're going to cite Puravu, not going to do it. Here you have to demonstrate not that it's a mitzvah, but you have to demonstrate it's a mitzvah rabba. That's the Chiddush. That's why, according to this day in Tosfos, the Mishnah cites the Pasuk of Shevet. So far, several possibilities again. What happened to this Yisro Bolem Tavodu? The Meshachar Avdol, the Rashba, there is no Isser. Tosus himself in Daf Nun Tes. There is an Isser, but you're allowed to violate an Isser to accommodate a Mitzvah Rabba. That's Esed Ochanosus. Ayah, it's not the Idna. You don't need Idna when it comes to a Mitzvah Rabba. The Ran, in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches, writes a completely different Mundus entirely. The only time you violate the Olam Ben Tavodu is when you free an Eved because you think you're doing so for altruistic reasons. The Torah says, you're not allowed to do that. A person in the spirit of liberalism will free his Eved Kanani. The answer is no. The Torah says, the Olam Ben Tavodu. You cannot do so. But let's say I am freeing my Eved not because of a matter of principle, I think Avdus is wrong. I'm freeing my Eved for selfish motives. or I'm freeing my Eved because of a mitzvah. The Ran writes the Chiddush that that is not a violation of Olam Dan Tavodim. The Tzorech, why you're freeing them, is critical. Where did the Ran get this from? The Ran borrowed it from Los Tachanim. That's the Ran right. Take a look. Kitna Fanaches. The Ran borrowed from Los Tachanim. You're not allowed to give a goy. Matnaskina. So you give a goy in Matana, that's Nisr Los Tachanim. So, right, you get a haircut, you give the barber a tip, that's Nisr Los Tachanim. Why are you giving the tip? The Ran right. That's not a Matnaskina. No. You're giving the tip that next time you get the haircut, right, you want it to be done in a certain way, and if you don't, that may not happen. You're doing so for self-interest. That is not called Los Tachanim. That's not called a Matnas Chinam. What is true of Los Tachanim, the Ran writes, is true of Olam Dan Tavodim. That's a very great Kiddush, no? So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, why was his Meshachar Avdo? Because he needed a minion. That's not a violation of Olam Dan Tavodim. Here, why are you Meshachar this Eved? Because the Torah insists that there's a mitzvah that has to be fulfilled. I'd like to keep him as an Eved. But Yivatel, Lo Nivra Lo Shefer Evremia, that's not within the gedder of Olam Dan Tavodim. That's the Chiddush that Ran writes in Gittin Aslam and Ches. That story about Rabbi Eliezer Balei Sekneses is mentioned twice in Shas. As I mentioned, Brachos Mem Zayin, Gittin Aslam and Ches, there's a difference, no? The Gemara says, how is Rabbi Eliezer Meshachar Eved? You see the Sikh in Gittin Aslam and Ches, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shani, period. Period. End of sugya. And that's where the Ran comments. The gears that we have in Brachos, as I mentioned, a little bit different. Now, mitzvah b'aveira, mitzvah d'rabim shani. That gears that does not fit very well with the Chiddush of the Ran. No? If mitzvah shani means there's no aveira sa'isim, there's no isra of Olam Dan Tavodim if it's on the Torah of mitzvah. So what's the next kasha of the Gemara? Mitzvah b'aveira? What do you mean mitzvah b'aveira? There's no aveira. Poshub Shadaran Girsa was as we have in Gitna Flamachez, Mitzvah Shani, period. But not Mitzvah Shani Batorah Techiyat Yisurim. Misha Shikhar Abu Lutzorah Mitzvah, Eino Ovla Vokum. There's no Easter. That's what it means. Those are three very different ways of understanding these cases of Shikhar Abu Lutzorah. Now, either the Rashba, only sure when it comes to Chatev Chatev Chorin HaMishnah, or the Ran. Not called a matnas chinam, so to speak. There's no isser. The Tosafos from Sachem and Afnuteh, Esid of Philosophy, which is not the idna. And then Tosafos in Shabbos and Abdali quotes the Gemara in a very different context entirely. The Gemara has another principle. We won't get into this now, but the Gemara has another principle. Chatei bishvil shetizke, or chatei bishvil sheyizke. Can a person commit a chet in order to accommodate a higher good? Can a person commit an avera to avoid himself from violating an iser? Or can a person violate an iser to save someone else from doing so? That's a fascinating discussion. When do you assume chatei bishul shiyizke chaver? Tosafos cites one of the Rambam comments that Tosafos mentioned, right? Cites the Gemara Sochem without them test. Sometimes it's worth the kohen to violate the minimal iser to accommodate a higher good. One could envision where the end could justify the means if the end is so overpowering that the means pales compared to them, which is accomplished. Not because the esid is similar to the Tosafos from Sachin Afan Tess, but where the Tosafos from Sachin Afan Tess works with esid of Halosasein, the Tosafos from Shabbos Nafdal works with chatei bishul sheyizkeh. And there Tosafos assumes that, yeah, sometimes in principle, that can be okay. That's what we call sometimes an avera lishma. Sometimes it's worth doing an avera for the right reason. When to apply that principle, you have to be very, very careful. So Tosafos in Shabbos writes that, in broad strokes, you can apply that principle if the mitzvah is unbelievable. Right? And Tosafos says, that's why our mission is so dramatic. Lo nivra olam elashin periyavrivya. to see to it that Puruvu is accommodated. It's a mitzvah rabba. So you can do things that otherwise we tell you should not be done. Those are four possibilities now in understanding these cases. Right? Rash for the Ram, Tosas and Sach, and Tosas and Shabbos. Good? Four different possibilities as far as the Heter is concerned. Now, in terms of our issue, why is it that the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk of Shemes, not the Pasuk of Puruvu? Well, Tosas already gave us the Teretz in terms of Onus Rachman Apatre. There's a difference between them. Good? If you assume, for example, like the Tosas from Sachem and Afnantes, so like the Tosas of Shabbos and Avdalen, you understand very well also, no? It's not enough to tell me that it's a mitzvah. Good, it's a mitzvah, but it's an isser, it's a mishacher, so it's a mitzvah and an isser. You have to show me that this is an overpowering mitzvah rabba. So then you understand very well why the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk of Osor v'Sheves Yitzara. That Mishnah tells you the weight of this mitzvah. No? There, you have to quote the Pasuk in Yechezkel. Pretty interesting, no? How does this relate to us? Then the additional terrors of the Rivan. Tosfos quotes the terrors of the Rivan. You're dealing with a Chatzi Eved. So you know why the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk of Sheves? Because the Mishnah wants to tell us that there is a mitzvah that not only the tzad who is a ben chorin is obligated in, but even the tzad eved is obligated in. And that's why the Mishnah cites Sheves. Because if it will be pruruvu, the eved kani is exempt from pruruvu. So the Rivam writes, the reason that the Mishnah cites Sheves is because Sheves is a mitzvah that the Shivcha Nami Shayach Ba, and Evedor Shivcha also is obligated in this mitzvah. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Mordechai Mefarish, did not get the Sheves Yitzara Mishum the Shayach Ach Bitzad Avdos. Puruvu, Lo Shayach Ela Bitzad Cherus. Wow, so that's unbelievable, no? That women and an Eved Knani is obligated in the midst of Sheves, although they're exempt from Puruvu. And that's a very important shita. That is the possibility in the Kavod Nisanel, right, of how you can apply mitzvah to Rishlutu. Sheves is driving that. So far, several differences between Sheves and Puruvu. One is this issue Tosfos raised about Zara Mitzyaches Achrav. The other issue was the application of Onus Rachman Apatre. Third difference is who is obligated. That Nashim and Avraham Knanim are obligated in Sheves even though they're exempt from Puruvu. There's even another interesting possible Nafkamina. If you look at the Chuvas of Shlomo Kluver, the Elephah Hashlomo, and Ebenezer, and Simon Bey, raised interesting Kiddush, you don't find in Purush in the Gemara at all. What is the Shear of Sheves? Puruvu, right, we know, that's what the Gemara tells us. And that's the Gemara's Nafsamachay. Son and a daughter, Puruvu, is that true of Sheves? Shlomo Kluver writes the following Chiddush, that if the Sheves Yitzara, then one fulfills Sheves either with a son or a daughter, a child, a single child, a son, a daughter, does fulfill the mitzvah of Sheves. You have contributed to populating the world. The drashos the Gemara has to indicate to us that Puruvu requires more than that. That's only when it comes to Puruvu. That's a further possible difference. That's in terms of these applications. That Tosfos in Gittinah from Aleph and Aleph raises another fascinating kasha. It's also relevant to who is obligated. And that is, can't one apply Esfido Philosophy? Is Kfiya the only possibility? The only way to get around this problem is Kofres Rav L'Shacharo. You have a mitzvah, you have an iser, so can't we apply the principle of Esed Ophelosase? That's Tosfos' kasha, Gittin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. The way Tosfos expresses the kasha is somewhat difficult. The way Tosfos expresses it is a little bit difficult. Tosfos says Vimtomar, maybe the Tosfos is Lav Dafka. The Tosfos says Vimtomar, V'lei se Ese de Puruvu, the lidche lav de lo yiyya kadesh. Let the esir purvu be docha the lav of lo yiyya kadesh. Dvarim chav gimel. There's something difficult with that kasha, no? The mitzvah of purvu should be docha the iser of lo yiyya kadesh. See, the reason that formulation is a little difficult is the following. The Mishnah said there are two possibilities, no? This Chatzia v'chatzia ben Chorin can either marry a Shivcha or can marry a Bas Chorin, both of which have a problem, no? Both of which are problematic. So in either one of those cases, what's the mitzvah and what's the issur? No? Let's assume, for example, that the Chatzia v'chatzia ben Chorin will marry a Shivcha. First suggestion of the Gemara. Chatzia v'chatzia ben Chorin will marry the Shivcha. That's the problem. What's the problem? What's the mitzvah and what's the issur? Chatzia v'chatzia ben Chorin is a shivcha. The mitzvah is shevetz, no? We just got through saying, you marry a shivcha, the vlad is not misyachas sakrav, there is no puruvu. So the mitzvah is one of shevetz. If the chatzia v'chatzia ben Chorin will marry a shivcha, the mitzvah is shevetz. What's the issur? The issur is lo yiyakadosh. What does that mean? That a Ben Chorin is not allowed to marry a shivcha. That's Nisra of Lo Yiyakadosh. No? Let's assume, for example, the Chatzia v'chatzia ben Chorin marries the Bas Yisrael. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Puruvu. No? The Ben Chorin is marrying a Bas Yisrael, and that will be Puruvu. What's the issur? The issur is the Bas Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Eved, no? What's that called? That's the issur of Losiya Kadesha. No? That's Losiya Kadesha. Lachor, those should be the choices. Either Sheves in Liya Kadesh or Puruvu in Losiya Kadesha, no? That's the difficulty with the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, let the essay of Puruvu be Doche the issur of Liya Kadesh. Lachora, one of those halves is lav dafka. Now, either when Tosfos uses the term puruvu, he means sheves, or when Tosfos quotes the pasuk liyah kadesh, he means the corollary of losiya kadesh. Now, the kash is a little bit difficult. No. Tosfos gives three possible truths. One teretz is the following. The Esed Ophelosase only works when it's E-Efshu L'Kayim Shnein. When you're stuck, no? That's Dukhuya. When you're stuck, this is what you should do. Here Tosfos says you're not stuck because Efshu L'Day Kfiya. There's an option. Free him. So since it's Efshu L'Day Kfiya, so therefore, you can't apply the principle. Let's go below say. Why is that such a great Kiddush? That's Efshel Kayin Shneyan. Kofres of a Shachar was an Isser, no? Why is that called a way out? You're not allowed to do that. According to the Ran, it's very good. The Ran we just mentioned a few minutes ago, no? Esed Ophelosasei is Dechias Yisurin. If you free them, That's not Bechiyas Yisurim, because you're freeing them to accommodate a mitzvah. Or according to the Rashba and Daf Dalet and Shabbos, also one can understand the Kfiya is not an Isur, because there's no Isur to be Meshachrer a Chatzi Evin. It's only a full Evin, not a Chatzi Evin. No? So you understand, you have one possible which is Heter Gamor, another possible which is Bechiyas Yisurim. So after the Heter Gamor, if you hold like other possibilities in Tosfos, that Shichr also is an Isur. So it's also Bechiyas Yisurim. Also Bechiyas Yisurim. But maybe one could still understand the Teretz Tosfos. And that is that on the scale of things, it's considered to be less of Bechiyas Yisurim for Shichr than it is for Esigat HaLosos. After all, the act of Shichr is going to solve the problem in its entirety. Finished. In terms of the accommodation of Purva or Sheves, that might require multiple Dechiyos. You allow one Maisa Bia. That's going to be the fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Purva. Ooh. So there's going to have to be ongoing reliance on an Esidot HaLosase, as opposed to one act of Shichrur. So maybe in the relative scale of things, that's called Efshel Lekayim Shnayim. Could also be, no? That's Tosfos' first appearance. Tosfos' second appearance in Gittin Mem Aleph. Just mentioned that one word, Be'idna. Esse Dochalosa say is only when at the moment you violate the love, you're Mekayim Desse. Tosa says that's not true here. Tosa says, when do you violate this love? Whatever this love is, right? There are two possibilities. Either here, Kadesh Lasiya Kadeshim. When is the love violated? Remember we discussed that Gemara Kedushin, Tchilas Biyah, Sov Biyah, no? When do you violate the love of Yekadosh Yisya Kadesha? Tchilas Biyah, Tchilas Biyah. Can you possibly fulfill through Rebu, even in terms of Maisa Mitzvah, with Tchilas Biyah? Of course not. Tchilas Biyah is not going to result in through Rebu. So Tosfos writes a pretty unbelievable Kiddush that's not called Be'idna. Because you can isolate Tchilas Biyah, where there's an Isser, there's no Maisa HaMitzvah, there's no Kiyum, that is not called Be'idna. Right? Remember that though. No? That's unbelievable that you take Be'idna so literally. What do you mean? Isn't that called Be'idna? Can you do a Gemara B without a Tchilas Biyah? So part of the Maisa HaMitzvah Purvu is the entire act of Biyah. No? A freeze frame. No? Tchilas Biyah is an Isser without any possibility of Kiyum HaMitzvah, that's it. That's not called Bidna. That's unbelievable. No? But remember that, no? That's what Tosfos right here, Gittin Mem Aleph, but Tosfos also, Vavasana Fyud Gimel, that's not called Bidna. Right? This is against the Piskei HaTosfos and Zvachim, and Os Samathis. Look in the back of the Gemara Zvachim, the Piskei HaTosfos, there the Piskei HaTosfos writes, don't take Be'idna so literally. Doesn't quote our Gemara, doesn't quote our Tosfos. There's one line. That's not what Be'idna means. If it's my Sechot, that's called Be'idna. La'eno Be'idna means you're going to do something now to accommodate something else later. A Kohen and Tzaraz. No, I'm going to remove the Negev Tzaraz by the Yisra Daraisa in order that later the Kohen can do Avodah. That's not called Be'idna. Here, Tchilas Biyah and Gemar Biyah is not called Be'idna. That's a very great finish, no? And then, right, Tosfos has a third possibility. You know why you can't apply the Esked of Halosase? Because this is all fine and good as far as he is concerned. But what about her? Whenever there is an Isser Bia, who violates this? You know what the answer is? Both parties, no? Both parties. Let's say a Kohen marries a Grusha. So it's true that the Isser is a function of the kedusha of the kohen. He's the big shot. She's a grusha, no? But she violates the iser. The iser is not only on the kohen. Lo yikachu echado echado. So what you're going to invoke the chias isurim? As far as he's concerned, you'll be very fancy. What about as far as she is concerned? There's an iser, and what's the mitzvah? She's exempt from the mitzvah, Tosa says. So how can you find Yesed Ochalosa say? It won't solve her problem. She's not mechuyeves in the mitzvah to invoke Yesed Ochalosa say. That's why that Teretz Tosa is also important in light of our initial ha'ara. What half are we dealing with? Now, what's the mitzvah? What's the iser, no? If we're talking about the chatzev and chatzim and chorin marrying the shivcha, then what are we talking about? Sheves. Well, that's true. That's our today's tzotzis, no? Whether she is mechuyeves in sheves or whether she's not. If you're talking about the chatzev and chorin, chatzim and chorin marrying a bas chorin, then it's true. Then the essay is Puravu, and Nashim are Pturis from Puravu. But in order to allow for the possibility of the Chatzim and Chatzim and Chorin marrying a Shivcha, you have to come on to Shevet, no? Shevet should be dealt to this of Liyah Kaddish. And here Tosfos is not going to work because the Didah, she's not obligated. That's an interesting Shiddish Tosfos writes, no? That in order for Esed Ochalosa say to work, you have to be able to apply it to not the act, but to each party. The Chiyas Yisrim from the perspective of him, the Chiyas Yisrim from the perspective of her. Very critical, these Tirutzim and Tosfos, no, for our issue. The definition of Sheves and the possibility. The difference in Puravu and that perhaps Nashim are Tirus and Puravu, they're obligated to mitzvah Sheves. But that's a possibility of understanding of the Ne'iri, but even if that's not Pshat the Ne'iri, it's Mufurish. This is the Sefer Matna, the Korban Nisanel, right, the day in Tosis. The women are obligated in Shabbos. If they're obligated in Shabbos, one can understand the application, of course, of Mitzvah by Yosef Mishlachat and Mitzvah Sad Ha'isha Izum. In tomorrow's Shir, we'll further elaborate on these points. Right, we'll talk about, among other things, the Parsha Yifastah. Okay, so part of the issue of Yifas Toar will be cases of Dechias Yisurim of Yifas Toar, cases of Yibum, and we'll get back to this Tosis. The Gemara does apply. Esed Ochalosa say to Yibum, no? The Gemara Yibamus Melechav. Esed Ochalosa is applicable to Yibum. I'll tell you, great Chiddush then. That means according to our Tosis, women are obligated in Yibum. Is that true? Because the woman would not be obligated in Yibum. How could you apply Esed Ochalosa, say, because Teretz 3 of our Tosis, that's going to help as far as he's concerned, but how's it going to help as far as she's concerned? No? Oshav Shad, Tosis is maintaining women are obligated in Yibum. Maybe one could argue, who's Mechuyev in Yibum? Who's Mechuyev Bahakim Shem Lachim? The Yavam. Is the Yavama obligated in Yibum? Yeah, so that could be an interesting offshoot of the Tosis. Rav Hashem tomorrow will speak about that. There's some hashkafe also about the parsha. And Rav Hashem on Sunday will continue. The next point will be the shiltos, no? The application of mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho to a hechsher mitzvah. If you haven't yet, take a look at the shiltos kusam of that. And go through the yitzir, the emek sheva. Right? The fasting, the afkaminas, and two different types of actions.